Welcome into today's community close-up. We have with us today Jimmy Henshaw
from the Spruce Pine Alien Conference and Expo.
The Spruce Pine Alien Conference and Expo. Yeah.
The acronym is SPACE.
It spells out SPACE. Yeah. So, okay, Jimmy, what's going on?
You know, this has always been a really interesting place to live. As you know, I was born and raised here. Last year, there was this little festival that happened down the mountain, the Bigfoot Festival, and it brought 40,000 people to that town in one day.
Yeah.
And I was talking to some community leaders and people in the area, and I thought, what can we do for Spruce Pine? And I'm like, well, let me get back to you on that. And I did some research, and I found out a couple statistics. Number one, we have more UFO sightings in Mitchell County than anywhere else in the state of North Carolina, which surprised me at first, and then I thought about it. It started to make sense. Obviously, the quartz here, we have the purest quartz on the planet. All technology exists because of the quartz we have here that's used in manufacturing computer chips. So iPads, iPhones, computers, everything used in space exploration was tied to that. We also have the Bare Dark Sky Observatory that Maitland has. It's a great place to see the stars in a natural environment. We don't have light pollution. You take the UFO sightings, the quartz and technology, space exploration, the Hubble telescope, tiles on the space shuttle, all created with spruce pine minerals. You take that together, and all of a sudden this concept of space started to make sense. And then to go the extra step and make it a little quirky and different fun, Bigfoot and then aliens, it started to make sense. So that's where we came from.
It's a group of you putting it together.
It is. Before I just jumped into it, I actually floated it by Main Street. I wanted their approval because if I'm taking Spruce Pine up, obviously one of them involved. Had their support and endorsement, took it to the town, received the town of Spruce Pine's endorsement, met with Patty at the chamber, received her endorsement, and then, of course, the county commissioners. Everybody just thinks it's a great idea. Everyone wants to see an influx of folks into our town. I mean, at the end of the day, I love this town. I know what we've got to offer. I know our challenges. I know, like most of rural America, the loss of manufacturing, we've struggled with that. And focusing on tourism is great, but you need something for people to tour. So adding another date to the calendar annually is a great opportunity. And got two nights, one day of events. I want people to come here and stay overnight. And a lot of people are like, well, where are they going to stay? Well, there's actually a lot of lodging here if you know where to look. Whether it's Biglin Lodge, which is like our biggest sponsor, they've got a great facility out there. You've got the chalet. Then you've, of course, got Berrydin Campground. You've got Spring Maid. There's actually a lot of places here. Spruce Pine Motel just came back online. And the Richmond Inn, if folks have not been to the Richmond Inn, it is actually, if you live here, worth staying at the Richmond Inn. I mean, Maggie just does a great job up there. So you want people to stay overnight. So they stay overnight, then they stay and get more involved with town, patron businesses, and it's just great for the community.
What are we going to have during the festival?
Great question. So we'll start Friday night. Friday night we're kicking off with rock concerts. The entire event is focused around a stage, and it is a full concert stage. It's not a couple picnic tables and a tent hanging over. It is actually a full production concert stage. It tours the East Coast. It's basically 30 feet by 30 feet by 20 feet high with a full speaker array. And we're going to have an 80s band from Johnson City called Spank. They're hilarious. They're one of the premier 80s bands. They play all over the coast. And then we're going to have a local band play as well to open up for them because I want local folks involved. And then during that, we're going to have dark sky observation tours. So we're going to have a shuttle taking people from here to the Dark Sky Observatory. Going to Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., we'll have vendors selling everything from alien artifacts and currency to local craftspeople that have made alien and space-related crafts. And then, of course, T-shirts, food, things of that nature. And then we're going to have all day, we'll have alien speakers. We've actually got there's a TV show called Ancient Aliens on the History Channel. We're going to have a speaker from that. Mike Barra from the Ancient Aliens show from the History Channel will be here. We have two authors, alien, one nonfiction alien author and then a fiction alien author. There'll be panels and then also local stories. We're actually getting locals to tell their stories, and we will give them time on the stage to share their experience, alien experience or UFO experience, with the entire crowd. And there's two costume contests. There's going to be a children's costume contest in the morning, and then they'll have the Area 51 Kids Zone, which will be inflatables for the kids, face painting, and all that good stuff. And then there'll be an adult costume contest. Those folks not familiar with alien expos, these people dress up.
They do.
Whether it's Star Wars or the Marvel Universe or Chewbacca, a Star Trek, they get really involved. So we encourage everyone from the vendors to the attendees, everyone to be in costume. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then all day we'll have speakers, costume contests, and then again we'll end the night with another series of concerts.
Where, location-wise in town, and where's everything going to be?
the entirety of Lower Street, Locust Street, and Spruce Pine. So the main stage will be directly in front of Carolina Theater parking lot facing down the street. The vendors will line up from the stage all the way down basically Topaz Street. So all of Lower Street. Now, we also have an annex. This is a great thing. The City Drive-In have been great. They've been involved. So we're going to have a second stage, an all-day music stage at the City Drive-In. There's going to be a car show there at the City Drive-In. And the car show will lead to a parade around noon to help take some of the traffic from downtown up into Upper Street. So we get the entire town, all the businesses can benefit from the influx of people that day. I'm a business development guy, and I really want to bring something to the town for the town to get people interested in our town. One of the local businesses, they work so hard. We have some great local businesses, so I want to showcase that. Also want to showcase the opportunity for new businesses to come into town. And somebody come to this festival might say, you know what, I like this town. I want to move here. I want to open a business here. That's the goal. We want to bring people here that want to say, this is a great place to live. Let's come here.
Give us the dates and any other information like that scheduled that we might need.
SpaceNC.com is the website. SpaceNC.com is the website. The full schedule's there. Basically, 7 p.m. till 11-ish, we say, because with musicians, they tend to go a little long. Yeah. So 7 to 11-ish on Friday night, Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. is the vendors, and an hour break for the stage set up, and then bands from 7 to 11-ish again.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be a great weekend. It should be a lot of fun. Everybody should start working on their costume right now.
They should, and there are reports that people are building UFOs to bring through the parade, and don't be surprised if you see crash sites around town. I have a confirmed source that is constructing a UFO as we speak.
Excellent. Well, that'll be great. Sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Jimmy, thanks for taking a minute to talk to me.
Thanks, Bruce. Good seeing you, man. I appreciate everything that TOE and KYK has done for this community over the years, and we're all in it to win it for the town of Spruce Pine.
The dates for the Spruce Pine Alien Conference and Expo is Friday and Saturday, June 14th and 15th. Thanks so much to Jimmy Henshaw for visiting with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.